Time now on Sky Sports Radio for Going Greyhounds for your daily update of the latest news and tips.
And Dave Carlson from Greyhound Racing New South Wales, the dogs team. Carlso, plenty going on around the $1 million chase, and we've got a retirement announcement.
Yes, we have indeed, Andrew. And it's just come through in the past 24 hours. Zipping Bailey, the reigning Golden Easter Egg champion, has been retired to the breeding barn. Her owners, Marty, Fiona and Cam Hallinan, made the announcement after her fifth place run in the TAB Million Dollar Chase heats at Maitland yesterday. She'd been battling an injury sustained at Wentworth Park in the middle of July, and yesterday was her first start back from that. A huge congratulations must go to master trainer Jason McKay for his conditioning of the 26-kilogram daughter of Barsha Bale and Zipping Willow, who won 21 of her 43 starts with a further 11 placings and prize money of $371,000. Zipping Bailey's now expected to be put to Zipping Garth. Those pups are going to be worth a mint. And yesterday's first $1 million chase at Maitland saw Hardaway Titan for Ronnie Marsden beat Jason McKay's Flying Bazza with no rules for Tony Mason third and Double Mac for James Porter fourth. The second heat went to Maitland Cup winner Black Forge for Darren Sultana from Ronnie for James Porter as well. CJ's Boy, another one for Ronnie Marsden, another one for Jason McKay. He's a former Victorian Flynn finishing in fourth place. And Andrew, those eight dogs I mentioned are through to the Maitland final of the $1 million chase next Thursday.
Righto, very much looking forward to that, as well as tonight.
Yep, we have two big $1 million chase meetings at Richmond. It hosts its decider tonight, so the final at Richmond in northwestern Sydney. The Andrea Daly Kennel has five of the eight runners, including the $2.60 TAB fixed odds favourite Jaro Bale in box four. New South Wales' Mark Gatt has two runners and Luke Azzopardi one. While in Wagga tonight, there are three heats of the TAB $1 million chase, with Victorian trainer Jason Thompson supplying the $1.35 TAB fixed odds favourite Deliver from box one in the opening heat and the $1.20 fixed odds favourite Black Opium in the third heat. Now in heat number two, Andrea Daly has the $1.45 fixed odds market leader Lucy's Milo in box eight. But I can tell you, a trainer from the New South Wales country town of Harden will be out to stop her with his greyhound Fire and Smoke from box one. And I'm talking about Graham Thurkettle, and he is our guest today. Harden Murrumburra, it's not far from the Hume Highway where Graham trains, between Yass and Young. And he's on the line. Graham, good morning. Your bloke, Fire and Smoke, is having his 100th race start tonight, and he knows the Wagga track like the back of his paw.
Yeah, he goes all right at Wagga. Yeah, he does. He's suited for it. He's ready. Yeah.
He loves a red rug, Graham. Four wins, two placings from 10 starts from the rails alley. Can he get the chocolates tonight?
I think he's a big chance, yeah. He's got the two boxes empty beside him. And I think he's doing the easiest heat, actually, yeah.
So give the Blue Strike has come out, the Victorian.
Beg your pardon?
Now you tell me he's been trialling pretty well, too.
Yeah, he's been trialling pretty smart. Yeah, really smart, actually. He's changed his habits. Jeff Britton had him for a while down there in Victoria, and he won some good money and good races down there. He doesn't like being cluttered up. He doesn't like being cluttered up.
Around, Graham.
He's a big lump. Yeah, he's been around.
He's a versatile chaser, as you say. He's contested short course to staying events. And look, just having a look at his record, he's taken on the likes of My Redeemer, Tornado Tears, and Fanta Bale, just to name a few on his journey.
Yeah, no, he goes pretty good if he's on song. He just doesn't like being cluttered up much. He's a big fella, but he just doesn't like being cluttered. If he gets jammed up, mm-hmm. he'll drop out and come from behind. But if he goes straight to the front, well, he'll be hard. Yeah.
Yeah, Graham, of his 99 starts, which one is your fondest? Which one do you remember most fondly?
Probably some of his short races, you know, like he's got a lot of best of nights beside him. Some of his short races, 400 nights, were really good races, you know. It is. He's run south to 720 or 725 or something. No, it is. Okay. He goes good.
Graham, Fire and Smoke is by Spring Gun. He's by Spring Gun from Irish Marina. And Irish Marina is a brood bitch who's been very, very good to you.
She's really good. She's a good old bitch. She's, every litter she's had, won, you know, pups have won up to 20 races and all that caper. She's, we had a meeting at Tamora the other day and they all reckon there's four generations of pup racing, but I went back to it. I could only find three, but she had three winners out of three different litters on the night. Yeah.
See, that's amazing, even if it is only three generations. To have three generations of her offspring racing the one meeting at Tamora, and I know that's a track that you race at a lot because it's not that far away, is quite amazing. Now, Graham, how many dogs you got in your kennel? I know that a greyhound by the name of Infrared and another one by called Smackdown Sally have been going very well for you.
Yeah, they're good little pups. They go well, and they're young. And I've got the other Fire and Smoke's old brothers back home now, Milky James. He goes really good. He's at 130 starts, I think, and he's won over 100,000 in prize money. Yeah, he goes good. Wow. He's out at the moment with a crook wrist, but he'll be back soon.
Yeah. Graham, my research tells me that you were a pretty good sportsman back in your day and you used to earn some extra cash when you went boxing in those Jimmy Sharman style boxing tents back in the day.
Yeah, I did a bit of that. Yeah. That was good fun, but yeah. you could earn your wages in a night. Back then, I enjoyed
it. Right, so in other words... In other words, you were someone not to be messed with.
Oh, pretty ordinary. Pretty ordinary, though, yeah.
pretty modest, yeah. I reckon. Pretty modest.
No.
Then you worked on a dairy farm for quite a while, I read, down the New South Wales South Coast, and you played plenty of footy in Harden. You turned up, and I know you're modest, but the male is, you were pretty good when you strapped the boots on.
Oh, no. I'll go along with the first bit, pretty ordinary. But I really enjoyed my football, league and union. You know. I enjoyed it, yeah. Well, some good players come out of Harden.
I'll tell you what. Well, it's down that area, down towards the Riverina, so many fantastic footballers have come out of there. You know, like the Mortimers, for example, Laurie Daly out of Junee, and that's Les Boyd, Cootamundra, and the list goes on.
Well, Graham, thank you
for joining us on... Look, I hope Fire and Smoke runs well for you in Heat 2 of the Tab Million Dollar Chase, Box 1. Plenty of room on his outside, as you say, two vacant boxes. We'll be watching on Sky Racing tonight, and unless, of course, we are at the track. But, Graham, thanks for being our guest on Going Greyhounds, and all the very best with Fire and Smoke tonight.
Thank you very much, Dave.
Graham Thurkettle joining us there, Andrew.
Righto, nominations for a famous race at Richmond are closing.
Yeah, the Richmond Riches is back on again this year. On November 24, Andrew, nominations closing soon. You've got only until October 4. So it's only a few weeks to get them in. All pups will be eligible for the 2021 Richmond Riches final, which will be worth $50,000 to the winner. For more information, go to richmondriches.com. Hoss?
Righto, always a really strong series, that one. And talking of Richmond and other meetings today, what are the best bets?
Well, we've got a busy afternoon and evening coming up in New South Wales, Andrew. We've got four meetings, starting with Casino at lunchtime. It kicks off at 12:14. The best bet, race 4, number 8, Safoni, 4-8. The value bet, race 8, number 6, Watkins Glen, 8-6. The Gardens in Newcastle from 3:01. Best bet, race 2, number 4, Zipping Veyron for Jason McKay, 2-4. The value bet, race 8, number 6, Plum, 8-6. Wagga from 6:48 tonight. Best bet, race Race 5, number 1, Deliver, first heat of the Tab Million Dollar Chase. The value bet, race 4, number 5, Dana Ace, 4-5. Richmond from 7-18, best bet, race 3, number 5, Peaks Angel. Value bet, race 6 in the Richmond Million Dollar Chase final, number 7, Mrs. M. Grand. And don't forget, Andrew, tomorrow at the Gardens in Newcastle, one heat of the Million Dollar Chase. And tomorrow night at Dubbo, it's the final, Adam Harvey playing live after the last. And on Sunday, the Nowra Tab Million Dollar Chase final.
Good on you, Dave. Have a grand weekend, and we'll talk again on Monday.
Look forward to it, Hoss. Thank you.